It's a marathon day in Boston at Copley Square, and very unexpectedly, two bombs went off. And with us, we have two friends, Carlos and Melita Arredondo, who were actually at the site when the bomb went off. Maybe Carlos, who's obviously got blood on himself from helping the victims, he can tell us what he saw, where he was, and what happened, what this blood is all about.
Well, you know, unfortunately for all of us, you know, this thing happened right in front of us, and this is a tragedy, you know, that we're going to pretty much remember forever. And what happened here is the first bomb blew up right in front of the
VIP section. The first bomb went
VIP seating.
Few yards before the end of the marathon, the first bomb blew up and pretty much ripped a lot of people's legs off. And
where people are running and legs come off. It's very
well. All these people was standing in the sidewalk when this bridge blew up.
The other side of the sidewalk. Yeah.
And when this bomb blew up, pretty much took off, and these 30 people right there,
right.
And limbs and arms and everything was off. And then a second bomb, just a few seconds later, blew up.
50 yards to the west.
To the west.
Yeah, very close. And he's 12, 15 yards away from the first bomb explosion, and really took a lot of people down. And thank God, you know, I have the heart to go across and help some people out by putting, ¿cómo se dice?
Tourniquets on their own.
I was putting tourniquets with their own clothes. I'm a member of the Red Cross.
Disaster team.
And it came to the right time, you know, to use what I know and help out. And that's how everything began with this tragic and Copley.
Well, when I saw you earlier today, I said you're such a strong man. And then you have to go through this again.
Yeah.
When it's sort of in memory of what you've already lost, and you're helping other people.
I was in the VIP section with people who were expecting their runners to come just at that time. And they're very, very concerned about because the cellular
We need to be moving.
I was just saying that people who are trying to meet other people are trying to meet runners, that the cellular communications are cut off here. And she's talking about the distress people are going through. Carlos, I think, can talk more about the injuries as well, but the troubles that people are having meeting up.
He's a little bit in shock still. That's why he's shaking and everything. He's cold. But one of the people who were here with is a veteran from Maine, John Mixon, and he's the type of guy who has the same instincts as Carlos to go help, and then the second bomb went off. So I'm a little concerned that we can't get in touch with him. That's really bothering me.
I'm sure probably hundreds of people are feeling the same way, that their loved ones, they don't know where they are. Bless you for helping. Bless you.
This is horrifying seeing
this. This is a happy day when people come from all over the world, and it was sunny, and then like the old days, Belfast, or maybe some U.S. war zones, just before and after.
I don't understand why.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, my God. You had excellent shots. My God, that horrible. Look at this.
Look at this.
What Carlos is covered with.